All right, so this is going to be kind of a fun episode. So I always like to go over like a few different little hacks I could find on the internet. It's like basically ways to get information for free. I'm all about information. I think the more information you have, I don't believe knowledge is power or anything, but I do believe that the more information you can obtain for yourself, for your mind, can allow you to make better decisions. So I'm all about the best decisions you can make, and I think if there's ways to find knowledge for free that would otherwise cost money, and it's through a legal means, then let's do it. So on YouTube, it's an incredible source for audiobooks. Now, a lot of these people that upload the audiobooks are clearly ripping them from some source, whether it's an MP3 file they got, a CD, whatever it may be. And of course, they upload it to YouTube. They upload it in a video format, obviously. They put the picture of the book on there and call it good, right? So, and obviously there's copyrights and all that stuff, but a lot of the times the books that you want to find, at least the audiobook version, is there. It's right there for the taking. So instead of waiting to go, you know, instead of getting an Audible subscription, honestly, I just think stay with YouTube Premium. YouTube Premium's been really helpful to me. I found a lot of great audiobooks on YouTube, and I kind of want to share my methodology, and I'll just share it right now. It's super simple. It really is not a crazy methodology. Like it's not tough. Anyway, let's totally a blank screen right now. Hold on. Gotta make sure the window capture is enabled real quick. And we got Chrome. There we go. Okay. So what we have here, we got like, if you check, I'm gonna try to lower myself into a little bit of a corner here. There we go. Okay. So as you can see, I just clicked on this little tab that says audiobooks. Now I constantly am looking up audiobooks, so it's no surprise that it selected it right here. But let's say you don't have this little audiobooks tab just readily available on your YouTube page. Okay. So what we're going to do instead, we're going to type in, now if we just want, we can just type in audiobooks, right? Let's type in audiobooks to start. Now, it usually tries to pin you, it usually tries to give you the audiobooks you think that you'll want to listen to based on what you're interested in, right? For instance, based on my search history, it says, let's see, Self-Discipline, The Neuroscience by Ray Clear, 50 Years in Chains, or The Life of an American Slave. That's a little crazy there, but let's see. And then 15 Secrets Successful People Know About Time Management, Tools of Titans, Cashflow Quadrant, Brian Tracy's The Power of... But yeah, it's showing me the audiobooks that I typically look up. I'm a nonfiction guy. I'm all about the business books. You know, that's what I'm into. History, business. That's kind of my shtick. But everybody's results are going to look different when they look up audiobooks, or even just audiobook. One could be fictional, but it just depends on what your search history is. For the most part, I'm constantly looking up things on finance and science and philosophy. So it's always going to show me like these philosophical books. Self-help books, you know, maybe some of them are get-rich-quick schemes, it looks like, but one of my favorites, though, I want to recommend everybody is The Richest Man in Babylon, probably one of my favorite books, audiobooks that I've listened to. A lot of these books, by the way, fun story, I went to Goodwill the other day, and there were a lot of audiobooks that I had listened to, and I found the book version of those audiobooks. Now, a lot of them I hadn't really paid attention to. I had been, you know, cleaning my room, cleaning my house up while listening to them, but I didn't take in the full scope of what they were saying. But it's nice, though, when you have great, like, The 4-Hour Work Week is one of them by Timothy Ferris. And of course, you see Tools of Titans. If I would have found Tools of Titans on the bookshelves, I definitely would have scratched that up. I would have definitely got that bad boy. Bought it right from Goodwill at the time. Would have loved to buy it, but they didn't have Tools of Titans available, but it's one of the coolest books ever. It's basically very similar to Tribe of Mentors, as you see right there. It's another one by Timothy Ferris. The whole concept, the whole goal behind it is to get as many different voices, as many different mentors, successful people, basically, all in one book, who give their life advice, who give their story, their beginning, but also what they did to get to where they got to. And that's most important, man, finding out how somebody got there. What were they thinking? How did they develop their mind? Because it's all mindset, man. Not all of it, but I mean, a lot of it's grit, a lot, but your mindset's so important, because if your mind is right and you're taking action, your actions will be right. It's simple. So that's one of the, another reason why I love these types of books, is because they really get you in the right frame of mind. They make you realize that you need to start shifting your focus, your thoughts. So anyway, enough of that. Let's now you're probably going to get so many different results just by looking up audiobook. So what I'd recommend is, when you want to look for a specific author, like for instance, I love Robert Kiyosaki, right? So I'm going to type in my favorite author, one of my favorites, Robert Kiyosaki, audiobook. And let's see what comes up. Okay, so we got Rich Dad's Cash Flow Quadrant, Guide to Financial Freedom, Rich Dad's Guide to Investing, Fake Money. Look at these, are all Robert Kiyosaki results. YouTube is really good at pinpointing exactly what you want and exactly what you're looking for, but you got to be direct. So another, let's look up another author. What's an author that I like specifically? Oh, let's do T. Harv Eker. I mean, he's definitely helped me out quite a bit. T. Harv Eker, his book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, is an incredible one. There we go. Full-length audiobook. Now, I will say some of these audiobooks are a little bit sketchy. And what I mean by sketchy is simple. They just use, like a text-to-voice generator, something that you input the text from the book, and then it basically just reads it out. You know, because usually the only reason they do that is if they can't get the audiobook copy themselves, or if they just, or if there is no audiobook copy of the specific book. So this is just one way people can get audiobooks onto YouTube. It's pretty cool though. So, but yeah, you can get tons of books like Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, full audiobook. You could even, what's really nice though is sometimes you'll get like little things like this. Like Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, like an actual lecture that T. Harv Eker was doing at the time. So it's not just an audiobook. It might be helpful. So sometimes it'll come up with the closest ones it can. And also then it will come up with something even cooler, like the people also watched. So it'll also find things that other people were interested very into this similar genre, which is really cool. Millionaire Success Habits, one of the most fun, interesting books I've read in a while. Dean Graziosi, incredible. Magic of Thinking Big, this is one of those books I found at the Goodwill, by the way. Still have yet to read it. I listened to the book a little bit once, but never got around to listening to it fully. So it's going to be fun to read it. Just probably read it while I'm laying in bed or something. But yeah, here's more stuff by T. Harv Eker. Here's more T. Harv Eker videos that are more like not audiobooks, but straight up videos that just kind of go over what he's taught and what he's said in interviews and stuff. But yeah, and it kind of, you know, and then eventually you just find other stuff, but, yeah, so we got T. Harv Eker, but yeah, it's simple. Basically, as long as you have the word audiobook at the end of whatever your search query is, you'll be fine at the end of the day. You'll be able to find exactly what you're looking for. Maybe not exactly, because sometimes there's a lot of, like copyright strikes and stuff, like copyright, there's a specific term I'm not thinking of at the moment. It's like, oh, hell, it's something. It's like we're basically... there's like a copyright claim basically, and then they have to remove the audiobook from the service. And then sometimes they end up deleting the entire YouTube account because it keeps doing it. So then all these people have to create more YouTube accounts and shit, but it's worth it. You know, there's people willing to do it. And it's good for the people. It's good for everybody because, you know, I've been able to find a lot of great books just by listening to those audiobooks. And then I find them at Goodwill. Like the fact that I found most of those books at Goodwill freaks me the shit out. I was like, dude, incredible. So I also live in kind of a wealthy, I guess you could say a wealthy retirement community, because a lot of the old people in my area are very rich. I wouldn't say rich, but wealthy enough to be able to live here for a long time on retirement money. And then there's like there's definitely a wealth disparaging thing, I guess. Wealth, not disparaging, I guess disparity, I guess. I might be using the wrong word, but I don't care at the moment. I don't really give a shit. Let's see. But yeah, let's take a look here. It's really cool though. I think you can get a lot out of this when you're looking for a specific book. And I hope you guys find this to be helpful, because like I said, one of my goals on this channel is to be as helpful as possible to everybody I can. So like we got audiobooks. Let's see, what was another audiobook I wanted to look up with you guys? I guess we could do Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins is solid. And you know, another thing you could do is if you only know the title of the book, that's fine too. You could put the title of the book in here. Here's some Tony Robbins books though. Money Master the Game. Solid motherfucking book, by the way. One of my favorite books of all time is Money Master the Game. I own the copy, of course, and I would recommend it to anybody. And the fact that they have the audiobook now, it's a must read. Sincerely mean this. It is a must read for anybody who wants to master the financial game. It's truly an incredible book. And I think, you know, Tony Robbins definitely outdoes himself in this book. So please give this book, give it a read. Seriously. Let's take a look here. Another one I particularly like, Unshakable. I read it. I checked it out from the library back in the day. An incredible book. Jim Rohn's pretty cool. Jim Rohn is basically Tony Robbins' mentor and Tony Robbins' 60th birthday party. Nice. Tony Robbins, man, he's impacted my life in more ways than I can count. Even one of my idols, Tom Brady, TB12 baby. Tony Robbins definitely inspired Tom Brady quite a bit. And you know, it's just like, you know, how cool is that? I mean, it's just nice that YouTube, and that's why I say YouTube Premium is more advantageous than having an Audible subscription, because you can find all these fringe audiobooks out there. Let's see, maybe there's like, let's just say there's a specific book title, but you don't know the author, but you saw the book once, and you're like, fuck, I want to see if I can find it. You could put, I guess I could do The Magic of Thinking Big. Magic of Thinking Big. Because I actually don't know the author's name by heart. But The Magic of Thinking, oh, there we go. And see, and then we got The Magic of Thinking Big, and you got all these different results, and you just got to put in audiobook. So whatever the variable is here, the title of the book or the author, then you just make sure audiobook, the keyword audiobook is in the search query, and you'll be able to find exactly what you're looking for. And then you see like all these great results right here. It's positive, power positive thing. That's a different book, but you know, you get books that are even similar to it, which is really nice. So even if you decided that's not the book for you, The Magic of Thinking Big, there might be something very similar to what you're looking for. One of them, let's see, you even see reviews on the books. It's always a good idea to read a review on a book too, if you feel like you don't want to waste too much time on it. But there's that other book I was talking about, The 15 Secrets Successful People Know About Time Management. That was actually one I don't even know if I mentioned that, but I was listening to it the other night. Richest Man in Babylon. It's an incredible book. It's nice. It really is. It's fun, though. It's very fun. It's my Instagram page. Yeah, anyway. So yeah, what do you guys think? You know, feel free to leave a comment in the video. Feel free to also, even though if you're listening to this on the podcast, you really can't leave a comment. But if you ever feel like watching the show on YouTube instead of listening to the audio, always feel free to check out youtube.com/Michael Garza Show. Once again, that is youtube.com/Michael Garza Show. And it's a fun show to do. You know, I love teaching people new things. Anything that I do personally that gives me the edge, I want to make sure everybody else can see that edge, because I've learned a lot from so many great people. And I figure if I can share my methodology to getting people information for free, which is something I like to do personally on this channel, I like to give away my investment advice for free, my investment tactics, my strategies, anything that I do, I want to make sure people are aware of what I'm doing. Mainly because I know it works. I'm very confident in it. And the beauty is, I don't want to sell it. I don't want to sell a single piece of advice. I don't have a Patreon. I don't do that shit. I got referral links if you want to sign up for a, you know, maybe a brokerage account or something like that, but I'll get a free stock, which is nice. But outside of it, though, I ain't selling courses. I ain't going to force you guys to buy courses to get more information out of me. I'm giving it all away on a silver platter no matter what. I have some beef with some of those YouTube guru people that say they're gurus and have all these classes and stuff. Really, really toxic. Those guys are toxic as shit, but anyway, I just kind of want to end this on a more positive note, I think you guys can do really well. That's why I share this. And it's important to continue to learn. Do not let your schooling ruin your education. Seriously. I remember when I went to school, when I was in high school, when I even went to a semester of college, that almost ruined my desire to learn. It didn't, though, ultimately, because I was still a curious creature. I just realized I could do way more outside of college than I could inside of college. And I realized that if I would have stayed in college long enough, I would have been indoctrinated into a very, very poor way of thinking, a scarcity minded way of thinking. And you're better off without it. You're honestly, look, unless you're going to be a doctor, a lawyer, or something that really matters, you know, like those things, you know, don't go to college. I mean, unless you're going to, I mean, trade school makes sense. Trade school absolutely makes sense because then you can learn a trade, a skill. You know, luckily I ended up being a great investor, which is nice. And it's helped me out. It's helped me out immensely in more ways than I could ever count. But yeah, no, I just love, I think honestly, I just love being successful. I think that's the one thing I could say. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I can get made fun of all day, like all day long. All I know is at the end of the day, I look at my brokerage accounts and I see that they're filled with money. I should say filled with assets that are really valuable. I'm always getting paid money to hold those assets. And I'm living a dream. I'm not just living a dream. I'm living a cool reality. I live in the best reality possible. And I ain't going to stop, man. I don't want to stop. And we can't stop, and we won't stop, yeah. Anyway, thank you guys for taking the time to view this video. Just make sure to have sex with the like button, have sex with the subscribe button, and have an incredible rest of the day. Later, everybody.